Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Bechayreis, Perek Vav, Mishnah Yud. Rabbi Chanina ben Antignes, Simon, Rabbi Chanina ben Antignes says, Es sheyabeles ve'enoi. We have here an animal that has a yabeles. Yabeles is like a wart, and it's on its eye. Even says about Tanura on the white part of the eye, and it also has hair growing from it. Not a very pretty sight. And because it's so repulsive, it's considered a mum, even though it's on the white part of the eye, where previously we learned that certain types of mumim don't count on the white part of the eye. Vaitra says in Mishnah, V'shenivgam etzem yadei, or a piece is missing from the bones in its front leg. We call yad the front leg of the animal, v'yetzem raglai, or bones in the back leg. And it's obvious, you can see it. Now in the previous Mishnah we learned that it was broken. Here, something is missing. V'shenifsek atzmai shebepiv, or there's a crack in the jawbone. Zakta batenura, the bone that holds the teeth, shashenayim kavuas boy, says the batenur. So we're not talking about the teeth themselves. The teeth themselves that we learned about in the previous Mishnah. There we said if something is missing or even if it's worn down, it's a mum. Here we're talking about the bone that holds the teeth. There's a crack. Or einay achas gedoyla, one of its eyes is big, viachas katana, and the other is small. In other words, one of its eyes is bigger than the usual and one is smaller than normal. These are all cases of a valid mum for a pchar, which means you're allowed to shecht it outside of the azara. So the Mishnah, oznei achas gedoyla, if one ear is big, viachas katana, and one ear is small, and you can tell the difference just by looking at it. Bemari, that's what bemari means. You look at this behemoth and you go, oh, that's interesting, one big ear, one small ear. Avaloi bemid, it's not something you have to measure. It's not that I take a ruler and I say, this ear is 2 centimeters bigger than the other ear. No, you look at it and you see, one is bigger than the other. It has to be that stark difference. Rabbi Yehuda says, Achas mi be'av gedoyla kishtayim bechavata. A pchar is also possible. Again, if one of its be'im is twice as large as the other, v'lihoid lechachamim, but over here the chachamim did not agree. So once again, quickly chazering over, what Rav Chanina ben Antignes teaches us, if there's a wart with hair growing on it, which is quite unpleasant, shall we say, even in the white part of the eye, it's considered a mum. Shenivga etzem yadi, that means there's a piece missing from any of the bones of its front leg, or for that matter, its back leg, or there's a crack in the bone that holds the teeth. One big eye, one small eye, one big ear, and one small ear. And it's not that you have to measure it. You can obviously see it. If one of its bayim is twice as large as the other, Rabbi Yehuda says, when that's a mum over here, the Chachamim did not agree, and the halacha is like the Chachamim.